with miles of days. Welcome, folks, to the, I guess this is either the second or the 22nd Follies, depending on how many years you can remember us doing talent shows here. I'm Ward Kelsey. I'm your master of ceremonies. I've been asked to announce, for those of you who are need child care, that our child care provider is here. I don't know, I'm not going to ask because I suspect the answer is none, but I don't know if we have any non-Unitarians here, but I wanted to alert you to a couple of things about Unitarians. First of all, there are some characteristics of Unitarians that if you have them, you can guess you'd probably fit in here. For instance, if you think that socks are too formal for a summer service, if your idea of a guy's night out is a NOW rally, if unleavened bread is part of your Easter brunch, if in order to explain your personal theology you have to use interpretive dance, or if you take your day planner to church instead of your Bible. And one other thing about Unitarian Universalists, which I've always thought was kind of an interesting commentary and answers a question that many people have about religion, Unitarian Universalists are the people who believe in life before death. Now, before we get started, I do want to draw your attention to all these names on the back of the program, because there are many folks that deserve to be thanked. And we will get to naming some of them more individually, but I want you to know, first of all, that our beloved Emily Pinkerton, leader of the folk orchestra, was the one who came up with the harebrained scheme for the introductory piece you just saw. And as usual, thinking outside the cube. Okay, there are a couple of other announcements. I have to find them here, though. Oh, yes, the first announcement is from the Sunday Celebrations Committee. The applause policy is not in effect. And the second is from the folks at Adult RE, who wanted me to let you know that we're going to start a special Bible study class. There's no charge for the class, but you are expected to bring your own Bible and a pair of scissors. Somebody told me last year I should have worked in a few more jokes, so I really work in the internet. In any event, I'm happy to introduce our first act, the Rockin' Roarers, who are making a triumphant comeback. Keep on your dancing shoes.
Time.
Next, from the icy plains of Manitoba, our own Rick Wells. Million cats in North America, and that half of these cats were house cats. And I happen to have, they're now up in kitty heaven, but I had two house cats at that point. So anyway, I thought I did a quick mental arithmetic, 60 million African house cats, that means 30 million house cats. Okay, anyway, I wrote this song. 30 million house cats, can't be wrong. They say there's nothing like a nap that lasts a whole day long. Lie down in the morning, get up when it's night, have a little bite to eat and everything's all right. Now it's got a chorus, it's very easy to sing. They say meow, that's about it. They say meow, that's what they say. Join with me if you wish. They say meow, we'll do it again. They say meow, they say meow, that's good. Let's say, they say meow. Now let's see, 30 million house cats must be right. They say that dogs are nasty, meese and wine and bark and bite. So if you want a house pet who has a touch of class, get yourself a feline friend and give those dogs a pass. They say meow, join with me, say meow. That's what they say. They say meow, they say meow, they say meow. That's what they say. They say meow. Well, 30 million house cats love to eat, especially if you fix them up a very special treat. But don't be disappointed if they sniff and walk away, and what they really loved last week they don't care for today. They say meow, they say meow, that's what they say. They say meow, they say meow, they say meow, that's what they say. They say meow. Well, 30 million house cats speak as one, watching out a window, simply so much fun. See the silly people walking to and fro, don't know where they come from, don't know where they go. They say meow, they say meow, that's what they say. They say meow, good. They say meow, they say meow, that's what they say. They say meow. Last verse. Well, 30 million house cats jump so high, way up on the mantle, up into, almost to the sky. Knock a few things over, fun to watch them fall. Humans get so angry, they're no fun at all. They say meow, they say meow, that's what they say. They say meow, they say meow, they say meow. That's what they say. They say meow. Of course, one more time. They say meow. They say meow. That's what they say. They say meow. They say meow. They say meow. That's what they say. They say meow. First time I got through that song without somebody going woof woof, some embittered, frustrated dog lover. But thank you. There they are. We have a father and son act here, Dan and Roger Fortier. All I can tell you is, having sat through this, It's a sad, sad song. Get out of your hankies.
Roger just learned to play the guitar this afternoon. He's self-taught, and so we thought we'd do a song for you. It is a sad song. It's also a very touching song. It's a song about a young cowboy who's away from home for the first time, and he's in a wild Texas frontier town. And he's a good young man, but he makes some poor decisions and gets in a little bit of trouble. And he comes to a sad end. And the name of the song is The Cowboy's Lament.
Also called The Streets of the Radio.
That's right.
Speaking of the folk orchestra, I did want to mention, and this seemed like a good place as any, those of you who have an inclination to become a folk artist, this church is perhaps the easiest place to do that. Basically, all you have to do is show up on a Tuesday at 7:30 right here. So if you have the least inclination to become a folk artist, by all means, please join us on Tuesday evenings. We have a great time. Okay, Natasha, ready? Our next performer is Natasha Kurumbaba. Thank you. So our next act is billed as Elena Noina, one of her favorite musicians, at least according to my list, but you can see she only has one man in the orchestra, and he's working cheap. Set up. There's another announcement I'd like to make. This one's a legitimate announcement. Look around you. Listen around you today. It's clear that we have a lot of performing arts talent in the congregation that might not yet be getting as many outlets as it deserves. And in fact, the music committee recently took a survey examining interest in performing arts groups that do not yet exist here. And it turns out there's a lot of interest in the congregation, so guess what? We're going to put on a show. Next year, First Church will stage our own production of Gemini Theater's Pocahontas, a thoroughly UU celebration of understanding between peoples, respect for the earth, and harmony in the universe. We'll need actors, singers, let's me out, dancers, musicians, out again, costumers, and set and light designers. If you might be interested, there's a flyer on the table just outside the Ellsworth entrance to the sanctuary. Please pick it up and check it out. That'll give you a list of the pertinent dates so you can keep the Pocahontas performance in mind when you're making your plans for next year. And now,
it's okay now.
reached a certain age completely understand these problems of electricity and energy. Decided one day he was going to quit his day job and write music for a living, and son of a gun, the guy pulled it off. So
the song's good, but don't miss the choreography.
The Doyle family.
Oh, more than the Doyle family.
And with, I promise when we get there. Are you on? I mean, are you on this? So we have, of course, lead singers Sophia, Mary Dennison, Julie Stunden. Father Ken and bassman Martin. There you go, guys. Stepped in graciously to meet several needs for piano accompaniment. Anyway, Kevin's going to bring us a song that some of us will immediately have the name Alan Sherman run through our minds. But I came to find out from the Folk Orchestra's resident ethnomusicologist that the author of this piece is actually a far more somber person. Spike Jones. In any event, here's Kevin. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother. Remember, when I seen her, he got food poisoning last night.
Olivia Perfetti, and guess who? playing a recorded duet. I encourage you to watch closely, and you'll notice that at no time do their fingers leave their hands. Do we have Lit Mueller in the house? Well, we'll come come back to them. Do we have a Meredith Herndon in the house? Oh, good. She needs a chair. She needs a little mic. Those of us who've come to a few of these various, this town shows under various names, will recognize our next performer. Not only has it been a joy listening to her musical skills increase by leaps and bounds, but it's always intriguing to me to see how her cello continues to get larger and larger and larger. Faith Stenning, Brian Junker, and Chris McCarrick. If you guys are here, would you, I know you're here, Brian, I assume the rest of us are here too, so would you put your hands up or even stand up. Chris is waiting. And although I did give her a bit of a hard time earlier, I want to especially thank Emily Pinkerton, too, who, as somebody who has a taste for quality, has really struggled in order to help us put our portion of this together. She's been a really good sport about it. She's given up valuable rehearsal time that could have been used to make good music. And Chris, by the way, is that famous ethnomusicologist that I was speaking of. Emily is not the one who slipped me the news about Spike Jones. Then some of the other folks I want to thank. Our stage manager, Scott Sweeney, or you've been watching Scott scurry back and forth. Get up, Scott. Come on. I think we can say Scott is sort of distantly related, or maybe not so distantly related, to the folk orchestra. I want to also thank our prize master, who will be up here soon doing his thing, Martin Schmidt. The whole music committee has been terrifically supportive throughout this, and especially Sue Bielostoski, Kurt Summersgill, many members of the choir, Warwick Powell, a member of the folk orchestra, and the many, many, many people who have volunteered and brought
food for the potluck, which we'll be having at the end of the concert. So a round of applause for all of you. And now, see if I can get myself back on track here. Oh yes, our next act is the is Alex Wolverd Bernard. Are you here, Alex? Get up here. Alex had to make a decision yesterday about which of two pieces to play. I'm personally very happy that he chose to play this one. Get ready to tap your toes, and maybe even to tap a keg. But I know that Bill Larson will be retuning the piano very shortly, and that's on you, Alex. Okay, we will be taking a break in just a couple of minutes after Martin awards the prizes. I want to make a brief couple of announcements before that. We will be taking an intermission at this point. It will be a brief intermission, I am not kidding. I mean, we're halfway through, and we're pretty close to on time for us, but we've got a lot of great acts coming up, and we don't want to have people falling asleep here towards the end of the show, especially me. There will be refreshments during that intermission, which I encourage you to eat, but quickly. And now, prize master, Martin Schmidt.
What a great group of talented people we have here tonight, and of course, just like last year, we have this streaming live over the internet, and people are voting from all pockets all over the world, and the compilations and tabulations are in, so I do have a few prizes. Let's see, just a couple. Of course, outstanding performance as a cowboy vocalist goes to Roger Fortier. The slowest part is people coming up here.
Congratulations.
And I don't have to tell you who wins the prize for Boogie Woogie Piano. That's, of course, Alex Lovers Bernard. What's this? A tie. After thousands of votes, we have a tie. We have two prizes in the cello division. In the junior cellito, Natasha Kurumbaba gets a prize. And a repeat prize winner in the senior division, Meredith Herndon. Now, this isn't usually a category, but so it's the most feline vocalist, Rick Wells. Division, Scott Rohr, Daniel Goldstein. Rock vocals, Molly Rohr. Of course, in the recorder division, Olivia Perfetti. Outstanding Code Monkey dancer, Maeve Gannon. Air guitar, Eric Rohrer. Oh, a few more. Outstanding performance as a comedy vocalist, Catherine Bonner. The Mueller family. Last call, Arthur and Astrid. Oh man. Okay, hold on. There's more. We have outstanding vocalist Elena Doino. Again, a surprising category, who knew? The readiest. That would go to Sophia Doino. Okay, now, that was great. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Raise your hand now if I did. Eric Schmidt is in the too old to earn a prize category. But we do have a watch here. So someone lose their watch? It's kind of like a, I don't even know what you call it. Kind of, there's a cute little girl on there with a time thing. Unclaimed watch. Okay, so we're gonna take a short break and then we're gonna come back for round two.